88. Always struggling. Martin's traveling from door to door had finally paid off. He had found a framed poster worth millions in an old farmhouse in the middle of the country. It had been passed down from generation to generation, but its current owners had no idea what it was worth. They just wanted to be free of what they thought was a piece of junk, and they were happy to practically give it to Martin. Martin's was free and easy. No papers to sign, no lawyers to take a cut. Now he would live the good life. No more searching from far and near for fresh fields and pastures new to conquer. No more being frightened away from people's houses by growling dogs. No more freezing up when some crazy farmer pointed a gun at him. No, those days were over. They formed a part of his past, and he would forgive and forget all of it. Now he could live like a rich man. Formed from a life of constant struggle, Martin finally took a day off. The time was wonderful. He relaxed, free from any worries and freed up all obligations. When he met other rich people, however, his heart froze over. They had inherited their wealth while he had earned his by his own hard efforts. Who cared if their land was full of valuable fossil fuels? Martin thought they didn't deserve anything. And so Martin began plotting a way to make their lives miserable. He couldn't leave well enough alone. He just had to find something else to struggle against.